Medical information obtained from our website or the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If your pet has or you suspect they might have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a health care provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of All Paws Pet Talk, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Hello, you're listening to Smart Animal Talk on All Paws Pet Talk Radio, and that means you're listening to me, Deborah Wolf, coming to you from Camp Good Dog, where the sun is shining. We've had some great weather up here in Vancouver, and we're supposed to get some rain tomorrow, and then back to the sun for another week. It's gorgeous. The dogs are playing in the pond. It's beautiful. Oh, but it's not beautiful for everyone. I know, and don't worry, I'll get my rain. Don't you worry. Someday I'll be calling into the show and my guests will be enjoying sunshine and I'll be the one worrying about whether it will ever stop. But right now it's so beautiful. And today we have a really full lineup. We're talking, our first guest is coming to us from Toronto, where I understand the fall colors are dazzling and amazing. So many of you back in the East, you may not get our great weather year-round, but you sure make up for it with those fall colors. So welcome to the show, Leon.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, I understand you're representing Vets Plus More, and we're talking to Leon Krieger today. And I know it's a new app, so how does the app work?
Well, it's an app that sits on a mobile phone, so it allows you access to a certified vet 24 hours a day worldwide. So once you've joined our app, you can then access it via video or text messaging. So, and it's live, so face-to-face.
So I could, for example, say I'm a dog walker. I'm not anymore, but say I am, and I'm out in the woods, and all of a sudden one of my dog charges cuts his paw. I could actually show my vet the cut? And he could say, bring her in or don't bring her in or bandage it up or what, like that?
Yes. Yeah, so basically the vet might be able to triage you enough so that you don't have to get to the emerge or talk you through bandaging up or if the dog's got a cut, how to stop the bleeding. So immediate access to treating the wound. And then if the vet sees that it's a much deeper wound and it's a lot more critical than you thought, he was suggesting to get to an emergency clinic. And then on our referral section on the app, you can click a button and find the closest emergency clinic to no matter where you are.
Oh, that's so good when you're traveling, because you might think you've prepared and you wrote down the clinic where you're supposed to be going, or the people at the place you're staying at gave you a list, and then something happens, and in the middle of the emergency, you figure out just how closed everything is this time of year, right? And you just can't find where you need to go in a hurry as you're stressed out. And that's the whole trick to this, you know? I think the most common question I get regarding veterinary care is, should I go? Should I go or not? You know, they'll be bringing their dog into camp or picking it up or bring it for daycare, and they'll say, you know, he has this bump on his backside. It's been there a long time, and I'm really not sure if I should take him to the vet or not. That's going to be a big question, I imagine. And I guess that's a critical service, really.
Exactly. I mean, also a little bit of peace of mind. Also, every day you have a question, and then most of the time you never phone your vet because, I mean, the vets are busy in clinic, and they may not be able to get back to you. But with our service, 24 hours a day, contact the video, talk to the vet, show them the bump, and they'll be able to answer your questions for you. And it's going to be general information. It's basically, we're not trying to sell anything to the individuals. We're just there to give them exact advice on their pet.
How much does this cost?
It's $8.95 per month. And, I mean, basically a year subscription is less than one visit to your local vet. So access 24 hours a day. So for just general questions or for emergencies, you can certainly use the app. We also have services like finding a pet walker, groomer, sitter, pet-friendly restaurants, hotels. Everything will be available on the app.
Okay, so the vets you're working with, are these like students or are these actual
No.
board certified American Veterinary Medical Association, Canadian Veterinary Medical Association approved veterinarians? What's the deal with that?
100%. All our vets are 5-year plus certified vets. We have vets from Canada, United States, and UK. So you'll be accessing a certified vet, yes.
Wow, this is incredible. Okay, so what if you're only on Android or you're only on Apple, or is there restrictions as far as what cell companies? I have a terrible time trying to use downloads and apps, and I can never remember my password. And then, so what about all that? Is this easy?
At the moment, you can download it from the Google Play Store right now, and it's active and live. iTunes will be up. We're just having issues with iTunes uploading the service. We've had it there for over a week now, and we're just waiting for them to populate it into the iTunes Store. As soon as that happens, you can download it from both. And you could be on Wi-Fi or on cellular and get full video access.
It's making me realize how far things have come. When I was a dog walker a long time ago in Vancouver, I didn't even have a cell phone. No one did except doctors, and they were enormous. And I don't think they worked out well. And they sort of looked like little robots with antennas attached. Just this whole idea. I know my own doctor, human doctor, will do certain appointments with Skype. If you need to order a certain test, you don't have to see her in the office. You can just Skype her during her Skype hours, and then she'll order that test for you. Or if you need a consultation about something, maybe a reorder of a prescription, even if you have something you want to show her, if the lighting's good and you get a good shot of it, she'll give it her best. Although when I've tried that, I've ended up having to go in. But so Skype works for humans too. It's not that out there, I don't think. Will vet insurance cover this?
Well, the insurance, we're trying to work with some insurance companies, and if we do, they will actually pay for the app. So depending on the insurance company we're going with, we're in talks with several, and through the app you can purchase pet insurance as well as do claims through the app. So it'll be seamless. There's no more filling out paperwork or anything like that. Everything will be done through the app. It will populate the application to the insurance company, as well as once you get your invoice from the vet, you can take a picture of it, and we'll send the invoice directly to the insurance company for processing.
We are quickly running out of time, but I want to ask you one key question for a pet-loving person like me who has more than one. Do I have to pay $8.95 per cat, per dog, or is it just for me? Oh, really?
Right now, we're doing it for the next 6 months, as many pets as you have in the household. So you can fill out your profile for as many pets as you wish. So when you're actually talking to the vet, you'll click on a picture of your pet, and then we'll know which one you're talking about.
Can you just give out your website, please?
It's www.vetsplusmore.com. Or you can go to the Play Store on Android on your phone and download Vets Plus More app.
Oh, very nice. Well, thank you for joining us today, Leon.
I appreciate the time. Thank you.
Great. Oh, that's so nice to think about, that you could just access a vet and get a professional opinion instantly in the case of an emergency, and then very quickly find where you need to go if you need to go somewhere. I like that idea. At less than $10 a month with all my animals, that is quite the deal. Bargain, really. I mean, I have a lot of animals, a lot of cats even. And I don't like to take a cat to the vet if I don't have to. They're not very willing. It's not like taking a dog who loves to visit at the vet. All right, everybody. Stay tuned. We'll be back on Smart Animal Talk, All Paws Pet Talk, in a moment.
I'm your doggy.
I'm your doggy.
And I love you.
Hey, pet lovers, listen up. The world's first and only toilet seat for cats of all sizes. No more money spent for cat litter, and no more odors, and no more infections. For more info, go to catsofthrones.com. Go to catsofthrones.com. So do it right now. Go to www.catsofthrones.com.
As a dog owner, you know that dogs can eat just about anything. But when food becomes a health troublemaker, or your animal has been on antibiotics or heavy meds, or GI issues set in, your animal's gut may be out of balance and needs Goo Gut Rescue. Goo Gut Rescue is 100% natural and veterinarian prebiotic and probiotic formulated to rescue your animal's gut from bad bug dominance. Remember, your dog's total health begins with gut health. Don't delay. Visit GooGutRescue.com.
Hey, pet lovers, listen up. You can now bring your pets with you everywhere you go. That's right. Handmade, personalized jewelry featuring a photograph, yes, a photograph of your loving pet. Dew's Jewelry offers bracelets, necklaces, keychains, and more. This beautiful jewelry not only makes a wonderful gift, but it's also a special way to memorialize a pet that has passed away. You have to see this. This is what I want you to do. Go to www.dewsjewelry.com. I'm going to spell it out for you again. www.dewsjewelry.com. Once again, that is DOOSjewelry.com. DOOSjewelry.com. Hop online and order your personalized jewelry today.
NuVet Plus, your pet's best friend. NuVet Plus is an immune system builder that is safe for all stages of your dog's life. Helps eliminate most issues, including allergies, scratching and itching, hot spots, arthritis and joint issues, chronic ear infections, tear staining, lack of energy, digestive issues, and so much more. All natural, manufactured in an FDA-registered human pharmaceutical lab here in the USA, using ingredients sourced in the USA. Nothing artificial, no sugars, wheat, corn, or dyes. Never heat treated to help retain all the natural rich ingredients. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and is only pennies a day. Call us Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Pacific Time. 1-800-474-7044. That's 1-800-474-7044. And tell them you are referred by All Paws Pet Talk Radio. Or go online to www.nuvet.com. That's www.nuvet.com. Use order code 33955. Again, www.nuvet.com. Order code 3395. Put your pet on the path to good health.
Hello, you're listening to Smart Animal Talk on All Paws Pet Talk Radio with me, Deborah Wolf, your host, and I am still coming to you on a sunny day. I hate being inside on a sunny day, but as soon as this show's over, I'm going out to play with poodles in the sunshine for sure. So today, I guess I'm admitting to my audience how much I'm lacking in technical ability. You might think that someone like me who's on the radio and online on the radio, and actually I've been online since, I think they've been broadcasting my shows online when I was on a show out of CKOV since the 90s, before I even knew how to listen to a show online. And yet, computers really freak me out. I really don't like going on databases. I really don't like downloading new programs. I'm really always afraid when I click yes to the free download or upgrade that I'm going to get some kind of automatic scan and something that's going to bother me. I'm really not a tech person. So today's a challenging day for me because there's something that's supposed to be so simple, even I can use it. And so that means we all can use it. And it's coming up right now. We're going to be talking with Ross Allen from petpeeps.com. Welcome to the show, Ross.
Thank you. Thank you, Deborah. So poodles in the sunshine, huh?
Big giant poodles in the sunshine. That's what my dreams are made of. Horses sometimes. Yeah, that's what I dream about. So, okay, so I know you've got a camera. What is a pet cam and what does it do?
Well, pet cam is just like it sounds. It's a camera that monitors your pet. You know, we all leave our pets behind, and if you're like me, they're my kids. And I like to keep an eye on them when I'm gone, make sure they're okay, make sure everything is okay, plus the house is okay. A lot of it is peace of mind. You can talk to them and hear them and move the camera around to make sure they're not on the couch where they shouldn't be. And if they are, you know to either move the couch or to yell at them through the camera and tell them to get off the couch if they understand that. But mostly it's peace of mind, so you can monitor your pet while you're away anywhere in the world, as long as you got a smartphone or an iPad or a tablet. And it's that easy.
You can talk and they hear you?
Yes, it's two-way, so you can hear them and talk back to them. The camera has a speaker and a microphone built in, and an extra little outlet in the back in case you want to plug in a little larger, like I plugged in a little computer speaker, so it can be heard pretty much all over the house. So if they're not in that particular room, you could at least yell to them. They usually come to that room because they know that they hear, you know, the me talking. They don't necessarily know that it's me. You see them looking at the camera and their heads turning. They know that some disembodied voice is talking to them and mentioning their name, but at least you get to see them that they are okay and that there's nothing to worry about, and you continue on your day.
You really think they don't know it's you?
You know, I've had mine set up for my dog's entire life, and they come to the room and the heads turn. You can see them looking at you, and you're talking back to them, and their heads just turning like, why is that little device saying my name?
So I don't know. Okay, because their senses are telling them by smell and by sight that you're not there, but they hear your voice. That's really interesting. I wonder, what kind of dog have you got?
I've got three. I've got a Rhodesian Ridgeback.
Okay.
I have a Boxer, and I have a Chiweenie, a little tiny 12-pound little Chiweenie.
I wonder if you had a dog that was just a more of an out-of-the-box thinker. If you had a Border Collie or a Standard Poodle, if you might see... Although I had a Rottweiler once who would stare at me through the mirror. He didn't want to make direct eye contact, but he liked to keep his eyes on me all the time. So he'd watch me in mirrors. You know, some dogs get this kind of stuff. Other dogs, they bark at the mirror or ignore it completely, right? Some dogs see that other level. And I think some dogs would recognize your voice.
Are you saying my kids are dumb?
Well, just maybe not so out-of-the-box thinkers in a way.
Okay. But I see where this is going.
I've heard of dogs when I've done segments on radio where I talk about fetch and I do the exact commands. I've heard of dogs bringing the ball to the room where the radio is playing. So I think they do get the words. They do get the meaning. They are able to receive commands. I don't know if they're confused about whether you're there or not. One thing that might be a tell on that is, have you tested it with separation anxiety dogs? If it's helping, the dog might actually think you're there somewhere, close by.
Well, that does help. I don't know if that helps me as much as it helps them to know that they are okay, because one of the Rhodesian Ridgeback did have separation anxiety, which is why we got the other two rescues. And that seemed to help it right there. So no, I haven't tested it alone with her to see if that made a difference. But that is, a lot of people do have that because they want to make sure the dog is okay, and they have neighbors that can go by and check on them as well. That if they see that there's something going on and they can't get away from work.
Oh yeah, no, I can see total peace of mind with this. Is it hard to hook up for somebody like me?
No, it's not even, you mentioned computers and you're computer illiterate. Don't worry about it at all. You don't even need a computer. All you have to do is plug it in. It's got a barcode on the bottom of the camera, a little QR code, what they call. You download the free app. You scan that little QR code on the bottom. Give it a password. Give it about 90 seconds for it to talk back and forth to your wireless in your home. And that's it. You're all set. You're up and running. You can go anywhere in the world and check in on your little ones.
How much are these pet cams?
They are $149 online, $149.99, and $169 for the outdoor cameras. We do discount them here or there when we do a lot of the live shows.
Okay, well, wait a minute. This is kind of a live show. This is the live broadcast right now on BBS Radio, rebroadcast online. Can we have a special deal?
Well, I kind of knew you were going to ask that.
Did you?
So, yes, if your listeners go online and they order it in the little coupon area, if they put Pet Talk, one word, all lowercase, P-E-T-T-A-L-K, they'll get 20% off.
And we'll
also, if you want
a camera that you can watch your home and your pets while you're away and talk to them too, tell them to stop fighting and fussing, then then go there right now and get the discount.
That's it. That's it. Plus, we're going to throw in a little recording card as well. The camera does record as well, but it doesn't come with a card, so we're going to throw that in as well, a little 32 gig card so you can have it record while you're gone.
That's good for training. Then you know which one is getting into the garbage, which one is making a mess, which one isn't learned potty training if you have more than one pet. Okay,
That's everyone, right. We've
got to go to break. We'll be back soon. Thank you for joining me, Ross.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Deborah. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Oh, it's been great. So pet-peeps.com. That's pet-peeps.com. And, wow. I'd like to spy on my pets and see what they get up to when I'm not there. Sneaky, sneaky. All right, we'll be back soon on Smart Animal Talk, All Paws Pet Talk Radio.
I'm your doggy.
I'm your doggy.
And I love you.
And I love you.
And you know that
you know
I really do.
When it comes to health expenses, dog owners have it rough. Now, thanks to veterinarian and dermatologist Dr. Kristen Holm, your dog can be goo healthy. There's Doggy Goo to fight environmental pet allergies, Goo Gut Rescue for rescuing your dog's gut health, and Goo Silver, a broad-spectrum supplement for the special needs of your senior varsity dog. So visit HealthyGoo.com today or call 855-246-2426, and your dog can be healthy goo healthy.
Hey, pet lovers, this is something I want to share with you. Canine massage. Yeah, learn how to massage your dog with Dr. Sue Furman. Check out Dr. Furman's online classes for the benefits of massaging your dog. Help make your dog healthy. This is where I want you to go. HolisticTouchTherapy.com. A healthy dog is a happy dog. I'll repeat her website. You go to HolisticTouchTherapy.com. Learn how to bond with your best friend and pet with purpose. Hey, pet lovers, listen up. Super Essentials, your pet's best friend. Super Essentials is an immune system builder for all the animals. 100% human-made ingredients and made in the USA. Promotes longevity, increases energy, builds healthy joints and strong bones. It builds a solid foundation for excellent health for dogs and cats. This is what I want you to do. Go to www.MotherEarthPet.com to learn so much more about this product. My producer uses it for his pets and for himself as well. That is MotherEarthPet.com. A happy pet is a healthy pet. The site again, www.MotherEarthPet.com. Hey, pet lovers, listen up. New health equals new life by giving your pets a 100% natural jerky treat using 100% human-grade ingredients. Family-owned, made, and sourced in the USA. No chemicals, no additives, high in protein and grain-free limited ingredients jerky treats. This is what I want you to do. Go to www.newhealthpet.com. Turkey, chicken, wow, chicken, an apple, and sweet potato jerky treats for your dog. Created to be high in vitamins and minerals, but low in fat. Incredible. Just go to newhealthpet.com. Once again, NewHealthPet.com. Your pet will love you for it. Hello, you're listening to Smart Animal Talk, All Paws Pet Talk Radio. And I do have some news to give you today. There were three items in the news, one that's very tragic and sad, one that's very odd and amusing, and one that I think is just about to heat up to do with the dairy farmers and their lobby group. And I'll talk about that later in the show, probably, because for now, I've got as my guest, Chris Rubin, coming again from Texas. My last guest was calling in from Texas. That's just a coincidence. I'm all the way up in Canada, so I'm not exactly meeting and greeting people in Texas, except here at Smart Animal Talk, All Paws Pet Talk Radio. And Chris is coming to talk about bullwrinkles.com. And just before he came on, I was remembering with him that he sounded a lot like someone else who'd been on the air, and it turns out it was him and his wife. They were on the show previously to promote Adopt a Shelter. So he's back now and solo for the air, talking to me about bullwrinkles.com. Welcome to the show, Chris.
Thank you for having me.
Well, it's great. So, okay, so let's first talk about bull wrinkles. What is bull wrinkles all about?
Well, I got my start in this business back in 1989, long time ago. I was introduced to a group of treats by a lady from Germany. It was heat-dried meats, really body parts. Turns out to be pig ears, bully sticks, bones, hooves. And at first I thought, well, she's crazy, and this is really crazy. And then I went to a dog show and saw how all of these dogs just went crazy for these treats. Turns out they're wonderful, wonderful treats, all natural in nature, actually processed just west of Toronto in your neck of the woods.
Well, I'm in Vancouver, so it's not exactly near Toronto. It's kind of like comparing LA to New York. But yeah, up in Canada, and, you know, Canadian beef is good quality. So it sounds like you're going with excellent ingredients and avoiding some of the contaminants and scares that happen when you get meat from Asia.
Absolutely. We get all of our raw materials from the U.S. and Canada. Our facility is a food-grade plant that's designated under what is called the Global Food Safety Regimen initiative. And what basically that means is now with certain laws in the United States having come into effect, pet treat and pet food manufacturers need to employ best manufacturing practices and food production standards so as to limit and altogether hopefully avoid all of these contaminants and contaminations like Salmonella, E. coli, Listeria that you see with all the recalls that happen almost on a daily basis anymore.
Yeah, and salmonella is a big one with all the pig products, the raw products. But with the jerky, I'm even more afraid. There's been the kidney liver failure and the lawsuits and the accusations and the contaminants such as plastics, melamine, things like that being found in the pet food imported. And then there was the whole realization that just because it says on the bag made in USA or made in Canada, made in North America, doesn't actually mean that sometimes. Sometimes it just means it was repackaged. So so it's really important people know where these things are from. I mean, it's so, does your dog really have to go without jerky treats for the rest of its life because the ones from China, some of the ones from China have been implicated in some really serious results, health results, or can you find something that truly is healthy and local and where a tiny little piece the size of your fingernail will get your dog to do 10 tricks because he's earning what he wants, right?
Absolutely, and that's really it. You know, we want to be able to feed it to our dogs. I have two big goobers here, a Great Dane and a Lab Great Dane mix. They get their bully sticks every single day. They've come to expect it. And, you know, I want to be able to, whether it's my dog or yours, I want dogs to have the best quality product, the safest product, one that they can the consumer can trace from farm to Fido, really.
Yeah, and that's really hard in today's world. I mean, sometimes I'm just astonished. I'll drive by, I live in a farming community outside of Vancouver, and I'll drive by a sign that says organic something or other, you know, garlic. It'll say, or for sale. That was just last month. But it's right near the road. It's right near the road where all the gas from all the cars, how can that be organic? What is the standard, you know? And that's where I just, It's so hard to shop smartly nowadays.
The good news is that there are some companies, a lot of companies actually in the pet business, that are doing the right things, that are really trying to help set better standards so that the pet parent can have confidence in the product they buy, regardless of really where it comes from. And that's part of what, you know, a global food safety initiative does, is it puts standards in place that everybody can follow, and if they live up to it, then, you know, in practical terms, everything should be good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but like,
and,
you know, but like you noted, it can happen anywhere to anybody.
Well, and there's sort of a wisdom that comes with watching dogs over the years and watching the results of different people and how they feed. And you know, it's counterintuitive, but the higher-end commercial foods that people have been buying for years and years, those dogs that were given nothing else but, don't seem to do as well as the dogs who had variety, as the dogs who had maybe some homemade foods at home. People sort of shunned as scraps, you know. But if the scraps are selected carefully and they're the things the dog should be eating, well, that's real food as opposed to processed, right?
Absolutely. And you can tell by the ingredient panel on any bag of treats. If you can identify and actually pronounce the ingredients, pretty good chance they're not bad for you. And if then you can have a limited ingredient panel, such as a pig's ear or a bully stick or a piece of chicken jerky that's made properly, there's really nothing else that comes with it. It's simply, it is what it is, and that's a really good thing.
I think people also have to be savvy to the ingredient splitting, where they take an ingredient like gluten or corn, and they call it three different things, so they have it in three slightly different forms, but that way it gets listed differently and near the bottom, and you don't quite notice that really what you just bought was corn. So watch out for that when you're shopping. Okay, so where can they get your products? Bullwrinkles.com? Is it just that easy?
It's just that easy. You know, most people, if you go to our website and see all of our products, most people, pet parents, dog owners, will recognize the vast majority of those treats. We put a video up so folks can actually take a look inside of not only who owns it, but what it looks like inside the factory. And it's just that simple. We typically offer 30 packs and 90 packs. We don't really compete with the folks that we sell to. We sell to a lot of pet shops. We sell to a lot of retailers around North America, both under our brands and all under their brands. So we typically don't want to compete with those folks that we supply. But once dogs have figured out what they like, pet parents then are also apt to buy a month-long or three-month-long supply, and that's what we really offer at bullwrinkles.com.
Okay. So I guess people can find out about your deals and go to the website.
Indeed. That's the best thing you can do.
Okay. And, so bullwrinkles.com, do you deliver everywhere in North America?
We do in the U.S. and Canada.
Well, that's so nice.
Do.
All right.
We've got a wonderful customer who buys quite a bit of us, of our products up in Yellowknife.
Oh,
that's
my
a challenge
gosh.
To ship to.
That's like saying Timbuktu with ice. Wow, that's far. That's really, really, really far, everybody. So if they deliver to Yellowknife, they deliver to you. Bullwrinkles.com. You can stop feeling guilty about jerky and pig's ears and the things your dog remembers and longs for, but you just won't risk those contaminants. Well, go to bullwrinkles.com, make your order, have it arrive. And, well, that's something you can give your dog at Christmas time. That'll make him happy. So go to bullwrinkles.com, everybody. Thank you for joining me, Chris.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's been great. Until next time, I'm sure you'll be on again. And maybe we can talk about Adopt-A-Shelter. Because some companies don't give back, and some companies do give back. And Bull Wrinkles is a company that's given back, and it's affiliated and helping out with Adopt-A-Shelter. So we'll come back and talk about that on a future show, but go to bullwrinkles.com and check it out. All right, everybody, stay tuned. Coming up next, we're going to be doing some catwalking. Oh, yeah, we're going to be getting inside the mind of your cat, your neighbor's cat, the cat that won't leave you alone or won't leave your car alone or drives you crazy. That's right, we'll be talking about cats.
For your dogs, running beside your bike is more rewarding canine exercise than any walk. It's also more dangerous. Until now. Introducing the amazingly stable Bike Toe Leash, the only safe dog biking attachment approved by the American Pet Association. The Bike Toe Leash installs in seconds on bikes, trikes, power chairs, and mobility scooters. No tools needed, and dogs learn it immediately. With a Bike Toe Leash, both dogs and rider can enjoy fun recreation anywhere, no matter what your ability level. To learn more and order your Bike Toe Leash, visit BikeToeLeash.com. That's BikeToeLeash.com. Bike toe leashes are made in the USA and ship worldwide. That website again is BikeToeLeash.com.
Hey, pet lovers. Have you had this problem? Did you ever lose your keys in your purse or in your pockets? Looking for a better way to carry your dog treats when walking your pet? Or, and this is a big one for me, looking for a better and safer way to carry your phone? Well, stop looking. The hip clip and pocket accessory is for you. Go to hipclips.com. I'm going to spell it for you. HIPKLIPS.com. Hipclips.com. The best way to carry your everyday personals.
Scratch it.
Is your itchy dog allergy sad? Did you know that our dogs suffer from the same pollen, dust mite, and mold allergies that we do? Now, veterinarian dermatologist Dr. Christian has formulated Doggy Goo. Doggy Goo is a peanut butter treat for your dog. But Doggy Goo also sublingually builds tolerance to 10 pollens, 2 mites, and 3 molds 100% naturally. Try Doggy Goo. Your dog will Doggy Goo lick it up. Call 855-246-2426. The number again is 855-246-2426. Or on the web, www.healthygoo.com. Goo spelled G-O-O.
Scratch it.
Hey, pet lovers. Now you can simply wash your pet's filthy collars and leashes. Introducing Laundry Leash, a padded, porous laundry bag designed to get rid of those nasty germs. Simply zip up your pet's collar and leash in Laundry Leash and toss it in with your next load of laundry. Wow, no more soaking or spending money to replace them. This is what I want you to do. Go to launderleash.com, LaunderLeash.com. At last, an easy way to get rid of the bacteria and germs on the dirtiest pet product we all own, Laundry Leash. Hello, you're listening to Smart Animal Talk, All Paws Pet Talk Radio, with me, Deborah Wolf. And we're talking with Dr. Marcy Kosky from Vancouver near Portland. I know we got that in already. FelineBehaviorSolutions.com is where you can find her. So, Dr. Marcy, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. I'm really happy to be here.
What's the most common thing you deal with that's a feline behavior that's a problem that needs a solution?
Well, you know, I talk a lot about cat pee and cat poop. I find myself talking a lot about litter box issues. And I could talk for hours on litter box issues, but it seems like that tends to be what most people contact me for. Their cat is peeing outside of the box or pooping outside of the box. And that really is kind of the number one issue.
Well, yeah, because it's disgusting, and we humans have a low tolerance for our houses smelling like cat pee and cat poop. But it also makes you think the cat isn't very happy, that the cat is troubled, right? Like, why is it peeing on the carpet when there's a perfectly good litter box? So what's the solution most of the time?
Well, okay, so the first thing, the very first thing I tell clients is to go see your vet, because you want to rule out medical issues right off the top. And it can often be a medical issue, you know, a urinary tract infection or crystals that are causing pain. So the cat avoids the litter box because the litter box is associated with that pain. But after you rule out the medical issues, then you can start looking at the environment. So if there's a change in toileting habits all of a sudden, you want to look at anything that has recently changed in the environment. Your cat could be stressed. And the other thing is your cat could be dissatisfied with the litter box setup. So I actually have a whole class that I've given to people on how to create a litter box purvana for your cat.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, exactly. That's true.
Yeah,
it all has to work. And they don't, dogs care about food. Dogs fight over food. Cats fight over litter box.
Yes, they do. So you want to make sure, especially if you have a multi-cat household, that you have enough boxes for your cats. And you've probably heard the general rule is if you have four cats, you want 5 litter boxes. So the number of cats you have plus one more. So if you have 63 cats, please don't have 63 cats.
Yeah, exactly.
But if you have 63 cats, you want to have 64 litter boxes. But please don't have
63 other thing
cats.
Is you can't... Even if you just have 3 cats or 2 cats, you can't put both litter boxes in the exact same location without running the risk that somebody's going to be a bully and cut off the access, right?
Correct. That's exactly that's exactly true. And we actually had that problem in my house. I have 5 cats, mm-hmm. and we had all of our litter boxes spread out downstairs in the basement. And all of a sudden, one of my cats, Abby, started going to the bathroom in the sink upstairs. And I'm like, aww, what is going on? And it turns out that our other cat, Momo, wasn't letting her into the basement at all. She was like totally bullying her off the litter box. So that's something you want to be very careful about.
You know, the one about the crystals, it surprises me. I didn't think of this before, but I had a customer with a cat who called into the show, and he was amazed that his cat was teaching itself to use the toilet. He was so excited by this. He'd never put saran wrap down. He'd never done anything. Cat was starting to urinate in the toilet. He thought this was great, that it was mimicry. And I remember saying to him, I think this is a little odd. Anyway, about 3 weeks later, I saw him at the vet. The cat had crystals in his urine. So I think you're right. He was just looking for something that wouldn't hurt, some place to go that wouldn't hurt.
Actually, yes. And surprisingly, a lot of cats will actually go for the sink or the shower. I've never heard a cat on its own using the toilet, but... You know,
I've heard a bathtub before too.
Yeah.
Bathtub's a common one. And
then
you get, you know, you wonder where the smell is coming from. I mean, it's kind of hard to pinpoint in the bathtub, right? Because it's dry by the time you look at it. But so that's a tricky one to diagnose. But yeah, if you're in doubt, if you can't seem to get the handle on it, split up your litter boxes, buy an extra one. What about the kind of litter? Does that matter?
Yes, it does. Oh, the eternal litter question. Research
to clump or not to clump? I don't think Shakespeare said that. To clump or not to clump? That is the eternal question. Okay.
So cats have been shown to prefer a fine grain clumping litter. They prefer the fine grain because it's soft on their paws. There are a lot of materials that are kind of coarse or like pellets, and those sometimes don't feel very nice on kitty paws. And cats are pretty darn fastidious. They want to be clean. So they want clumps so that, you know, they don't have a whole litter box where the urine has spread out. So that's what science has really shown.
What about the smell? Do they like the deodorized ones or do they like them fragrance-free? Is there a particular way to go there?
I always recommend fragrance-free. The litters with the perfume added is simply for humans. Mm. I personally don't like cat pee scented with perfume.
you know, I noticed that one brand has a new scent out and it's citrus. And I find this very funny because I use citrus to keep my cats away from things like orange peels and lemon peels in the soil of the garden plants I don't want them to mess with. Cats don't like citrus. So that would be kind of a bad way to go. What about the gadgets? What about the electronic litter boxes, the self-cleaning ones, the ones that go around once an hour? Like any of these things, do they work?
Okay, so here's a surprising thing. Mm-hmm. I have generally been not... pro gadget. And I know a lot of them don't work because they can scare cats off the litter boxes by the noise they make. And a cat can associate that and go, I'm not going back there. I'm going to use this corner over here. So there are a lot of gadgets that I don't recommend. There was one, I recently had a client who had a litter box that basically flushes itself with water. And I have not done too much investigating with this particular product, but their cats seem to really like it. So I'm not going to totally completely put a ban on gadget litter boxes, but I'm very skeptical. And I prefer just recommending a regular litter box with, you know, hey, you got to scoop it.
There was one that came out recently with a gimmicky name that was supposed to be set up inside your own toilet. And just, I mean, I don't want to share my toilet with the cats. I don't. I want them to have their own. I know where they, what they do, what they get up to. I'm not interested in sharing with them. So what else do you get asked about as a feline behavioralist?
I get a lot of questions about aggressive cats. So cats in the home that are not getting along with each other, or cats that have had outbursts towards their people. And a lot of those cases can be remedied by simply giving your cat enrichment or exercise to get rid of some of that extra energy that they have. I mean, they're predators. They need to run around and, you know, exercise their natural predatory behaviors. And if you don't provide that, they're going to find some way to do it themselves.
Yeah, I think that makes sense. A lot of dogs misbehave and are labeled bad dogs when they're really just under-exercised, bored dogs. You know, and the same for cats. If your cat, your cat's not furniture, your cat's not art, right?
Right.
It needs something to do. And if you don't let it outside, then you have to come up with stuff for it to do in the house that's not just it bugging you to get your attention. Because I think that's what's going on. The cats are just good at bugging you, right? And they escalate. If you're going to ignore them when they wind around your legs or purr at you, well, then they got to get a little rougher. You know, what's it going to take, right?
A bored cat is a cat that can get in trouble. I mean, it's...
Okay, if people are listening and they have problem cats or problems with their cats, maybe they thought were unsolvable, can they go to felinebehaviorsolutions.com? Is that a good place?
That is an excellent place. I do in-home consultations in the local area, but I also do distance consultations over Skype or FaceTime and the phone. So I can, you know, I really like seeing the environment, but yes, I do distance consultations.
Okay, so you're not stuck with the cat the way it is. And if you'd like to send me your questions, go to DeborahWolfOnline.com. I've got new offers coming out there. You probably want to sign up and get registered with me because pretty soon there's going to be some deals there that you can't get anywhere else for the things I like the most to do with pets. And there's also going to be a couple courses there as well. So if you send me questions, I will book the guests. I will ask them the questions. All right, everyone. Thank you for joining me, Marcy.
Thank you.
And until next time, from Smart Animal Talk, All Paws Pet Talk Radio, and me, Deborah Wolf, be good, dear animals. And anytime.